Your father was a doctor and a very big influence in your life, and he always encouraged you not to put restrictions on your dreams or your goals. Is that part of the character also?
Very much so. And that was, I think, the key. That was the reason I actually accepted this. I loved the idea that a father had said to a daughter, in a time when women didn't really have those choices, go for it. Be whatever you want to be. And it's something that I try to tell every little girl I ever see, and especially my own little girls. I say, you know, there are no boundaries. Just do it. Just go for it. Do what you feel is something that's interesting to you. I mean, if you want to be an astronaut or a nuclear scientist or my daughter wants to be a female professional soccer player. Well, they don't have them right now, but as she so wisely says, maybe she'll start it, you know? Who knows? Or maybe they'll have them by the time she's old enough. I think people should go for their dreams, men and women, but women should not feel that because they're female and because they're women that they shouldn't fight for the opportunities to do things that men do.
When I came on the set and I saw how hard you're working, if people only knew that, you know, show business isn't all that glamorous. And, you know, you have to work hard and you have to deal with 12, 14-hour days.
That's true. And you have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and you know what you're doing. You know, remember lines and look fresh and sparkly, right. Which means you have to go to bed very early. See, I don't really have a life when I'm working. Weekends is my life. And then, you know, on this set, thank goodness, everyone's, you know, cool about me having my friends over. So people come over for lunch and you know, the odd friend will come over and I can send them off for a horseback ride while I'm doing a scene. It's, you know, it really is much better than being in a studio somewhere.
Anything dangerous happened to you?
Well, one day I was waiting to do a scene and I was on the horse and a rattlesnake just came underneath the horse. And, of course, if the horse had seen it, he would have spooked. And I kind of calmly kind of walked the horse away and prayed that he wouldn't see it. That was pretty dangerous. I did some riding the other day where they let me canter downhill and into some water, you know, with sort of rocks and boulders and things around. And I got excited about this. I do as much as they let me. Different directors let me do different amounts. You want to come for a ride?
Oh, I'd love to. That's what I live for.
It is also the best way to look around the town. Western way is kind of more slouchy. I always try to sort of keep the trot, you know, I kind of go up and down, which is not typically Western. I do it on purpose because I like to play the comic aspect of the fish out of water, as it were.
Right.
You really feel like you're in a Western town here, don't you? You wouldn't know you were in Los Angeles.
Let's go back to the beginning of your career a little.